How's it going, everyone? This is Raptor, and we are on the hunt. I read an article today, and this came out about 3:55 p.m. Central Time, and it's written by Chicago Tribune columnist Steve Chapman. So, the article is, column, will Joe Biden end the wars that President Trump hasn't? So there, what we're going to see in this article is a lot of misdirection. He says, if you have listened to Trump long enough, you will have heard that he wants to get out of Afghanistan and Iraq. And I'm paraphrasing. I'm not going to read everything verbatim. We're getting out of nation building, and we're going to have a disciplined, deliberate foreign policy. So he goes on to say, like many Trump promises, these proved empty. Instead of bringing home troops from Afghanistan, he increased their numbers. Immediately, here's where we're fact-checking. He links an article. The article is accurate, and I'm going to pull it up here. The date of this article is June 15th, 2017, when America went from about 8,500 troops to about 12,000. This article was picked because it validates what he's saying, and he can always say, well, I wasn't lying, but this is a lie. Understand, he is deliberately trying to deceive you with this. And here's how I can tell you that that's true. This article, written by the Associated Press, was written on October 8th of this year. And it talks about how Donald Trump surprised the military by saying that we were going to have all of our troops out of Afghanistan by early next year. What is also important about this article is it talks about how the U.S. is already down to between 4,500 and 5,000, meaning 3,000 less troops than the end of Obama's presidency. And they were already having a goal of getting to 2,500 by early next year. Another Army Times article from September 9th, so a little old, but certainly much newer than 2017, for Iraq, the numbers were 5,200. And they're cycling down to 3,000. What we see here is the United States has decided to reduce our troop presence in Iraq from 5,200 to 3,000 during the month of September. So the immediate response is that actually down from where Obama was? Because we are comparing Trump and Biden here. And to compare with Biden, we have to compare with Obama. LA Times, so not a friendly to Trump news source, says that Obama leaves office, this article is in 2017, with 5,262 troops in Iraq. The important thing about that is Trump pulled troops out of Afghanistan to a heavy degree, and troops out of Iraq to a smaller degree and closer to the end of his first term. So there's probably more politics in play with that than is really useful, because he can now say, well, I reduced the troop numbers in Iraq by like 40%. He did that all at once towards the end. Still, what this means is Obama left Trump about 8,500 in Afghanistan and about 5,200 in Iraq. And as Trump is rolling into the next election cycle, the numbers are roughly 4,500 by about election time is what they're projecting. So that's cutting Afghanistan almost in half, and Iraq was going from 5,200 to about 3,000. So that's cutting Iraq by about 40% ish. I'm not going to do exact math there. So we have a roughly, we'll call it even and say 45% troop reduction in the region. So is Trump great on the war front? Well, he has done a lot more drone strikes than Obama did. I've heard reports that he is not doing as many now as he was when he first started in office, but I have seen no data to back that up, and I have looked. If you have a link for that, I would love to make a follow-up to this if you can provide me some sources, but I haven't seen anything. So I want to touch on Iran here. Trump backed out of that agreement with Iran, where America was basically paying a lot of money for Iran to not make nukes. Iran is the only power in that region that doesn't have them. The Saudis have them. Israel will say that they don't, but they have them. Pakistan has them. India has them. How the hell is Iran supposed to defend themselves from crazy neighbors? And look, I get the Iranians are crazy too, but that whole region is jacked up, and a good chunk of it's our fault. We don't have the right to tell them they can't have nukes, especially when there are so many being aimed at them right now. They are a minority population in the region, being a different sect of Islam from most of the other power players. And then obviously Israel is their own basket case of issues. But we do now need to flip to the other side. Joe Biden. Name a war that America has ever gotten into that Joe Biden didn't support. So PolitiFact, this is from August 25th, 2020. Rand Paul says, Joe Biden voted for the Iraq war. He supported war in Serbia, Syria, and Libya. And PolitiFact says this is mostly true. It's damn true. If PolitiFact is willing to admit any truth about Joe Biden, it's more true. He did vote for the Iraq war. Talking in 2005, he said it was a mistake to assume the president would use the authority we gave him properly. He is taking a shot at the other political party. This isn't I believe peace is the answer kind of thing. He even says, we went too soon, we went without sufficient force, and we went without a plan. He's not against the war that we had no business being in. He's simply against the way it was fought. With Serbia, Biden voted to authorize Clinton to get involved in that nonsense, a disgusting display, and we should have never been involved in that either. In Syria, Biden's own campaign admits here that the Obama-Biden administration supported the Syrian opposition in a variety of ways, including deploying U.S. forces to combat ISIS. In Libya, they do say that, according to Biden himself in interviews, he argued against going into Libya. So again, what it comes down to, if you think this is an election between Trump and Biden and anti-war is your stance, it's got to be Trump. He's done more to bring peace than any president in my lifetime. So Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. I would say that there is less war now than there was. And I want an end to war, but I will take less war as a step to get there. That said, I'm still voting for Spike because I actually do want to stop war. So I'm going to support the libertarians on this one. That's just me. Argue it out in the comments. You guys have fun. See you next time.